International efforts to end the fighting in Syria are focusing on getting President Bashar al-Assad's government and his opponents to agree to peace talks. But Syria's opposition remains divided, weakening National Coalition leader Ahmed al-Jarba. At Tuesday's meeting of the so-called London 11 that backs Syria's opposition, British Foreign Secretary William Hague urged those groups to come together behind peace talks in Geneva.
Despite the enormous challenges faced by the Syrian opposition, we urged the National Coalition to commit itself fully to the Geneva II process and to lead and form the heart of any opposition delegation.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says peace talks are the only way out of the conflict.
This war will not come to an end on the battlefield, I believe, and I think most people believe. It will come to an end through a negotiated settlement.
President Assad has agreed in principle to peace talks and wants Iran to join in. But foreign ministers backing the Syrian opposition say Iran must first agree to the executive authority that comes from these peace talks. Iran is a supporter of Syria's military and will not allow this conflict to end in a way that weakens its position, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
Think of Iran's support for Bashar al-Assad not as an offensive move, but as a defensive move, to keep their enemies farther away at bay, to give them a capability to protect the homeland by having an ally in Damascus.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is moving forward in talks on Tehran's nuclear program, momentum that could carry over to talks on Syria, says American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
You're seeing a certain thaw emerging. And in that sense, Iran, I think, will play an even more active role in what is happening in Syria. And I think that will be opening up a different kind of dialogue with Western powers.
The London 11 meeting is also discussing the war's humanitarian impact, with more than 2 million Syrians displaced by the fighting. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.